Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Blown Off Podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Amelia joins us today for Blown Off. Hi, Amelia. How are you?
Hey.
I'm doing just fine. How are you guys?
We're really good.
We're good.
We're really good. Yeah. What's going on? Are you getting blown off by somebody?
Yeah. It kind of seems that way. I'm not sure. So I'm just kind of here to get some help from you guys and some feedback.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what's going on. I think I'm getting blown off. I'm kind of annoyed and a bit insulted, but I'm not really sure if I should be. So just trying to get your opinion about it all.
You know what? I always say that's a good go-to, and then if you find out later you shouldn't be annoyed and insulted, you can just apologize. Anyway, what's the guy's name, first of all? Let's start there.
His name's Ryan.
Where'd you meet him?
I met him at a bar. Like, he approached me and he bought me a drink. So, yeah, I kind of met him, like, in the bar setting.
Okay, that's cool.
And then was that your only experience with him, or did you guys, you know, what happened after he bought you a drink?
Yeah, he bought me a drink, and then we danced a few times, and then afterwards we made out, and I hate to say that. I don't want to seem easy or anything.
No, that's fine. It happens a lot.
You're fine.
Yeah. Yeah, we made out and we met up like a week later, and you know, I tried to get back in contact with him, you know, and he didn't text me, he didn't call me, he didn't say anything, and I'm just thinking to myself, like, what the heck is going on here, you know?
Yeah.
I thought things went pretty well, you know, so I don't know.
So what did you guys do on your last time you saw him?
The last time I saw him, we hung out. Like I said, we made out or whatever. We talked about like how things were and whether or not he liked me, how things were going. So we kind of just kicked it. We watched a movie, listened to some music. Things appeared okay to me. I don't know. I don't know what's going on, honestly.
Okay. And it's been how long since you talked to him?
About 2 weeks or so.
All right. Let's go ahead and give him a call because it seems like he lost interest somewhere along the line.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to get some answers. I don't understand.
No, I get it. All right, let's call him up and try to get those answers. You ready?
Ready.
All right, listen on the line. Don't say a word, though. Here we go.
Hello?
Ryan!
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, dude? How are you?
Hey, who's this?
Ryan, my name's Mark Kay. I'm here with Megan. We're from 95.1 WAPE.
Hey, Ryan.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. Hey, but did I win something?
You're all excited. Right, look, the short answer is no. You did not.
Oh, well, okay.
Sorry.
Yeah. Megan, give him the long answer.
We actually wanted to ask you about a girl named Amelia that you went out with.
Amelia?
Yeah. Remember her?
Like 2 weeks ago?
Amelia, I went out on a date a couple of weeks ago. I think so.
You think so? Okay.
Okay.
Is there a reason why I mean, well, she said, look, you guys had a good time with each other, but now you're blowing her off and evidently not even remembering who she is.
Oh, okay. She texted me a couple of times, but we went on a date and then we met at a bar.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we know.
And then we went out on a date.
Right. Why aren't you interested in going out on any other dates is really what we're trying to get at.
Right.
When we first met, she had these freckles on her face, okay? Well, the second time we got together, we got together, and the freckles were gone. They're completely gone.
Was it the same person? Are you sure it was the same person, right?
No, what I mean is, it just seemed fake to me, you know? It's like, I didn't know what to believe. It's like, wait a minute, she had these freckles on her face the other day. I mean, that's not something that just disappears, you know?
I mean, I think that's kind of superficial. So what? I like freckles one day, the next day I don't have them. Like, Maybe after you made out, you rubbed them off. Like, what's up with that?
Are you on the? Is this Amelia on the phone? This is.
You this better believe it. Didn't expect me, did you, buddy?
This is dumb.
This is
so weird. Like my freckles now. What? Oh, I mean, okay, you didn't complain about it the first day you saw me.
All right.
What a few freckles were missing.
We're not really. Amelia, did you do something to your freckles? Did you get like surgery or something? What happened?
Okay, so here's the thing. Like, I like freckles. Like, I was a kid and I always wanted freckles, right? And you know, I'm just in this season where I'm like, what's up with guys? You know, why aren't I hooking any of these guys when I hang out? So I'm doing my makeup one night and I put a few freckles on my face. I never knew that it, you know, would be a big deal if I forgot a few the next time I met them.
That's like a new thing that people are doing is putting freckles on their face with makeup.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, it is.
I've never heard of that ever.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know what to believe now. It's you had the freckles one day and you don't have it. It's just not cool.
So Ryan, you like freckles. You're like a freckle guy.
Yeah, I am. I always have been. You know, it's just one of those.
I see.
I don't know why. I mean, I couldn't tell you why, but I mean, I've always been a freckle kind of guy.
And then, all right, and then you saw her again without freckles, and you were like, "Whoa, this is," I don't know. It's like the attraction was gone.
Yeah, I mean, you know, for me, it's like waking up one day and then realizing, you know, I don't know that. I mean, hair is a bad example, but waking up, you know, going to bed with somebody who's blonde and waking up with somebody who's brunette, it's weird.
That's happened to me in college a couple times, by the way. I was like, where the hell am I?
Yeah, sure it has.
It was a dude, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I was really drunk.
Yeah, no.
So Amelia, so you fake your freckles because, I mean, I've heard of people faking hair color or, you know, boobs, but I've never actually heard of someone faking freckles. And I guess it could be misleading to guys. Like, maybe.
It's just makeup.
Right.
But you know that.
But see, here's the thing: the dude's like, "Oh, there's some hot freckle chick," and then the next thing he's like, "Wait, no freckles? You lied to me."
Yeah, but I mean, it's like, what if a girl took off her makeup? She's gonna look different than, you know, if she's wearing a lot of makeup. That's the same idea.
That's what I thought. I mean, like, I don't see the big deal in it. I mean, my sister, she did it before, and she kind of had a little bit of success with her relationship. The guy thought it was funny. He thought it was like, you know, like a cute little thing to do to kind of attract people. So I just thought I'd follow in her footsteps. I don't see the big deal.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I'm honestly surprised you even noticed, Ryan, to be honest.
Yeah, really.
No, because look, you know how something else I found weird. I mean, to give an example, like back in some of the older movies, like some of those older movie stars would like paint on a mole, you know. And I found that really weird too. You know, why would they do that? I mean, I don't get it. Maybe it's just because I wasn't, you know, living at that time to see that. Oh my gosh, that's sexy. It just wasn't sexy to me. You know.
Hmm.
Okay, so freckles are sexy, but moles aren't.
Don't.
I get
painted on one.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, listen, you two. It sounds like you're probably doomed.
Yeah.
Do you guys want, I mean, Ryan, now that you know Amelia is actually fresh-faced and not freckled, would you be willing to see her again, or are you going to try to, you know, go out and find, you know, like the next Lindsay Lohan?
Well, you know, I mean, nothing against Amelia. I just feel like, you know, for her, you know, and for me, there's a lot of people, a lot of fish in the sea, you know, and we try to find the person who we're, you know, emotionally and physically attracted to. And so I think that maybe we better move on. That's just my thought.
Are you sure you're a dude? All right, hang on. Hang on one second.
Who cares?
Emotionally and physically attracted. Wait, what? All right, hang on. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. We'll be right back.
Here, Blown Off. Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.